I want to take a little poll here. Do you think it's okay to walk around your office in socks?
Because it's happening right here, right now.
Are we... we shouldn't be doing this.
Why? I'm not... This is... I've noticed this since the pandemic, to be honest. This isn't the first time. I mean, I get that we have carpeting here. The phones are open, 609-243-9778. I mean, certainly we don't work in a factory.
No, there's not many safety concerns.
We're not in a restaurant.
There's no rusty nails on the ground or anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past this place, but...
I don't think so, at least.
We have a coworker who tends to do this.
Yeah.
And she just likes being comfy. She did work at home for a little while, so maybe, you know, she's used to
Of course. I don't really see anything
raw
that...
dogging her feet over there.
Yeah.
I don't really see anything that wrong.
What? Oh, Gianna, this is disgusting.
Okay, there's carpet everywhere, and if they, I think the more gross part of this is like the socks that she'd be wearing. You know what I mean? So as long as she's changing her socks
when she gets home,
she gets home, I don't really see how it really affects anybody else.
Oh, God. Oh, Gianna.
As long as you're not walking around barefoot with your Wolverine nails coming out, like, clip your toenails, get a pedicure, and then it's fine.
No, she's got socks on.
Absolutely. I really don't think it's that serious. I feel like everybody at some point when you're sitting at your desk, you might slip your shoes off a little bit, especially people who wear heels and stuff to work. I know you're slipping your shoes off. I know you are
and
at some point.
Walking around, though? Or maybe just, not, like, underneath your desk?
I don't know if everybody walks around, but maybe at some point it's like you gotta walk 2 feet away to go grab a stapler or something.
Machine or something.
Like, you just run real quick. I don't think it's that serious.
And look, I'm the first one to admit the minute I walk through my door at home, my shoes come off.
Sure, home.
Yeah. I don't wear shoes
home
at all.
I'm a barefoot queen.
Not barefoot. I like to keep my socks on, or like I'll throw on some fuzzy socks like when I get home or something. But here at the office, I don't know. There should be like a level of professionalism or something, right?
Now, we have really odd jobs, right?
Yes. Like, well, I mean, like, if we're here, nobody's here now. Mm. There's no clients.
But at 9 o'clock, her shoes will still be off.
But there's a chance that come 9 o'clock when, I don't know, we don't even have office hours here.
Right.
There's a chance that as the day goes on, there could be a client that comes in.
Oh, I think absolutely. Other coworkers, the boss will be here in the next half hour.
You can flip your shoes back on so fast. Like, it's not that big of a deal to just walk around in socks
this
for a little
bit.
This
is not your home.
You know, maybe we should ask managers, Joe.
Oh, good question.
If you're a manager or if you're a boss or, you know what, even if you are a coworker of someone, do you think it's okay to... I mean, you do spend a lot of time at work, right?
You do.
But your office isn't your home.
Is it okay for you to walk with your socks in the office?
I
think so.
Obviously, we disagree here in the studio. 609's question here this morning. Is it okay to... Are you cool with people wearing socks in your office?
And no shoes. Nope.
So just socks. I mean, they're not barefoot. I would say socks. Like, she has socks on. We have coworkers that think it's okay just to walk around in their socks here. Now, again, I think we don't always consider ourselves the average office. We have weird hours. Like, we're all here now. No one else is here. You know what I mean?
Right.
I want to know what you think.
I don't think it's that weird. I think, honestly, if you're sitting at your desk, a lot of people take their shoes off their desk.
She's not sitting at her desk.
Yeah, but then
she's walking all around. She's just in the kitchen. That's where I get
up to go grab something real quick and you go back. I really don't think it's that serious.
All right, let's go to the phones because we do have a manager on the line.
Oh, thank God.
Tony is in Philly. You're a manager, right, Tony?
Yes, I am an assistant general manager.
And would you allow your employees, do you think it's okay for your employees to be walking around in their socks?
No, it's not because they don't have their own office. Aside from the fact that my location is a safety sensitive type of location, as far as anything heavy could fall on your foot or anything like that, but I have my own office and I do take my shoes off. I actually have a pair of slippers under my desk.
Look at you.
I will walk around my office in my socks. And if someone comes in, you know, I'll go and put my shoes on. But for the most part, I don't go out of my office in my sock feet. I mean, it's not really sanitary either.
I wonder how many people have slippers in their offices.
I think so many people do.
I've never thought about this.
Our boss Brian does? Do you think that's what he does in his office?
No, I don't think he has
slippers. You don't think boss Brian's a slipper kind of fellow?
Nope, I do not. I do not think he has slippers underneath his desk.
I think a lot of people do that, though. I do.
I don't think so. All right, let's go to Courtney in Levittown. Courtney, what do you think? Socks around the office?
I mean, I work from home, so I'm lucky. People are lucky if I even put pants on.
Out of sight, out of mind, though.
You better be careful when you hit those Zoom calls that you got pants on.
Exactly.
Honestly, just don't stand up.
Do you know, I really honestly think this is when this kind of started, after the pandemic.
Yeah.
When people were used to being at home, and then they come back to the office, and they don't want to put shoes on.
And, like, put it this way, too, because, you know what, it's true, though, because you don't really see people walking around offices in super high pumps anymore or anything like that. Like, people dress up.
There's a casual vibe now since the pandemic. Now, Liz in Philly agrees with you, Gianna. She says, socks in the office? Maybe, but barefoot in the office? Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't know about barefoot, but socks, I think you can definitely get away with that.
Yeah, I mean, Chris in Penn Salem says it's weird. I have a few coworkers that keep slippers under their desk, there just like Tony does in Philly. And even he says that's even weird to him. Just wear your UGG slip-ons if you want comfort. Then at least it's shoes, but you're comfortable.
That makes sense.
I mean? Like some of those UGG slip-ons, you can't tell whether they're slippers or not.
I have them on right now.
Yeah.
And they're so comfortable.
Right.
I do love them. Joy Ewing said, no way, that floor is filthy from other people's shoes that have walked outside and gone in bathrooms. It's kind of gross.
Well, that's why, now see, a lot of people are saying that it's fine for socks because you use a different pair of socks every day.
She said that she also had coworkers a few years ago who never wore shoes, sometimes even went barefoot in the office.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh, my God.
No, barefoot is different.
I think it needs to be a level where people know you're not at home, you're at the office. You know what I mean, mm-hmm. Joe? You know what I'm trying to
say. Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is not home.
Don't shoe shame
people. You know what goes
on
at home. You don't know what goes on here, you know?
And not even that. I think there just needs to be a level of professionalism.
Decorum.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yes and no.
All right, we can keep this up in the 94.5 PST app chat. It's 7:30, 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's 7:30, in case you're messed up by the time change.
I hope you fixed it by today.
I was ready for bed last night really early, and I thought, God, why am I so tired? Well, it's because it was an hour ahead of time, you know what I mean? All right, Jason Kelce. Whoa. So a lot of people are thinking that he should be in trouble with the law after the whole cell phone incident. So what happened was he was at the Penn State game. Penn State played Ohio State over the weekend. He was walking outside of Beaver Stadium when a guy called Travis, his brother, a pretty nasty name, like a homophobic slur, basically, right? For dating Taylor Swift.
It was a weird response to it, by the way.
So Jason turned around, grabbed the guy's phone, smashed it on the ground, and then picked it up again. When the idiot asked for his phone back, Jason called him the same slur. Not the best look.
I mean, yeah, he destroyed property.
I mean, he was enraged. Like, Jason was mad.
Well, because just because
his family, he's tight with his family.
Just because these people are famous, it doesn't mean you can say whatever you want to them. Like, honestly, I don't get it.
A lot of people are saying, though, that celebrities need to keep their cool.
They have to.
Just walk away, and that he should be arrested for what he did.
Mm. I don't necessarily, but they have. I was surprised. I was talking to someone about this last night. I was surprised he was walking alone without any handler or anything. Like,
you can try
to be one of the guys, but he's a pretty big deal. And his brother is dating the most famous girl in the world.
And here's the thing. I don't think the family has quite adjusted to that yet, the level now that they're on because he's dating Taylor Swift, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think Jason realizes this, and he needs to realize it quick because more eyes than ever are on him.
And I get that.
Not
but
it's the podcast, too.
Yeah.
They're
huge
now.
But at the same time, I like to approach these situations like, how would they be handled if it were two normal people? Would the person who yelled at him, like, get a charge for harassment if they kept coming at him?
Unfortunately, though, he's got to think and he's got to be better than that. He's got to walk away.
I hear you. But I just think, like, celebrities always are put to this
level. Held to a standard.
They are, and like they always have to be perfect. And while I do understand that, at the same time, people do mess up they're still human.
I kind of love the fact that he's that loyal to his family.
Great. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
but,
I do.
But if you or I smashed a guy's phone to the ground, yeah, we wouldn't be given any preferential treatment either, you know?
100%. So I do understand.
Tell us what you're thinking right now in the 94.5 PST app.
It can't beat Chris. Can't beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
Well, we're going to see if somebody can beat Chris. And that somebody today is Nicole. Good morning, Nicole. Where are you from?
Good morning.
Chalfont. Okay, Nicole and Chalfont.
What are you doing, Chalfont?
Like for work?
Yeah.
Oh, I do finances.
Okay.
Ooh, the money finance, girl.
The money girl. Okay.
Yeah, she's a good one. Everybody likes to be her friend.
No money questions today. I can guarantee you that. But Chris Rollins is making her way out of our room into a soundproof studio. We're going to ask you three questions. When Chris comes back, she will not hear your answers. We're going to see who gets more right, okay?
I don't know if I'm going to the soundproof studio. Okay. I'm going to get some breakfast.
Well,
but
you want to hear something? Leave. Get out of here.
Good luck.
All right. We got to wait and... We've got to put her at the door closer to the chair, closer to the door. We got to redo that when she's not here. All right. First question. Your quiz starts now, Nicole. Here we go. It's Jeff Probst's birthday. He's the long-running host of the show Survivor. A multiple-choice question for you. Survivor is currently in what season? Is it 61, 25, or season 47? A, B, or C?
45.
All right, we're going to 25 or 47 were the two choices.
Oh, I'm sorry, 47.
All right, you want to lock it in?
Yeah.
All right. Question number 2. The Wicked movie drops in less than 3 weeks. Name one of the two stars when Wicked first opened on Broadway. I'll give you a hint. One of them is now a bit of a Disney princess.
Is it Ariana Grande?
Do you want to lock in Ariana Grande?
Wait, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, you can get it one more time.
Name one of the two original stars when Wicked first opened on Broadway.
Originally, I'll just go with Ariana Grande.
All right, we'll lock it in.
And the third and final question, Saturday Night Live just announced that Charlie XCX is going to pull double duty, hosting and be a musical guest later this month. Charlie's album title actually just got put in some of the dictionaries. What is the name of that album?
What do you think her album should have been called? Let's start there. And you got 5 seconds to lock in an answer.
All right. Is it Starlight?
You want to lock in Starlight?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. We're going to call Chris back into the room. Give me Chris powered by Legoland Discovery Center, Philadelphia. Jump into a world of creativity, color, and playful learning. Info and tickets at philadelphia.legolanddiscoverycenter.com. What's up, Chris?
Hey there.
You ready, Chris?
I'm so ready.
All right. First question.
Feeling good this morning.
Your quiz starts now. It's Jeff Probst's birthday today. He's the long-running host of the show Survivor. Multiple choice question for you, Chris. Survivor is currently in what season?
Oh,
is it number 61, season 25, or number 47?
I feel like it's been around forever, so I'm just going to pick the highest number, 61.
So Chris said 61. Nicole said 47. 47 is correct.
Oh!
So that's a point for Nicole.
God, it seems like 61.
Oh, yeah. It does.
Because there's like three of them a year.
Yeah.
All right. Second question for you, Chris.
Oh, God. Okay.
The Wicked movie drops in less than 3 weeks. Name one of the two stars from the original Broadway show. I'll give you a hint if it helps. One of those stars is now a Disney princess.
I don't know about the Disney princess thing, but I know it's Idina Menzel.
Yeah.
So Chris said Idina Menzel. Nicole said Ariana Grande. Idina Menzel or Kristen Chenoweth were both two of the answers we were looking for. So Chris got that
one. I mean, who's the Disney princess?
Idina's in Frozen.
Idina's in Frozen. She's Elsa.
Oh, duh.
Yep.
I wasn't thinking that. That hint was lost on you.
All right.
We are tied one to one
going into that final question. Here we go. SNL just announced that Charlie XCX is going to pull double duty later this month, hosting and appearing as a musical guest. Mm-hmm. Charlie's most recent album is like a cultural moment. I just saw they're put in the dictionary and stuff. What is the name of that album?
It's called Brat.
So Chris said Brat. Nicole said Starlight. Brat is correct, which means that point goes to Chris. And I guess you guys tied today.
No, Chris won.
Chris won, 2-1.
Chris won, 2-1.
All right, Nicole, give us that phrase of shame.
Hi, I'm Nicole from Chalfont, and I cannot beat Chris.
It was a close one, though. You did good.
The good news is it's officially time, right? We got a pair of tickets for you to see Mariah Carey at the Prudential Center in Newark on December 13th.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Mariah Carey celebrating the 30th anniversary of her legendary album, Merry Christmas, December 13th at the Prudential Center. For more information and tickets, you can get them at Ticketmaster.com.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Did you guys hear Barbie had a baby? Margot Robbie her hubby, Tom, welcomed a baby boy. That's really all we know. She was super private about this. I mean, we just saw the bump like 3 months ago when she was in Italy. Remember that? We were like, oh my God, she's pregnant. So she and Tom have been married since 2016. Congratulations to them. Love that. So James Vanderbeek announced that he has colorectal cancer.
Aww.
Yeah, so he apologized actually to loved ones who found out through the media. I think it got leaked and he didn't really want it to. He said in a statement then that he's taken steps to resolve it with the support of his incredible family. There's reason for optimism and I'm feeling good. Good.
Mr. Dawson's Creek for those who maybe weren't aware.
You know, he's got six kids with his wife, Kimberly.
Wow.
From ages 14 to 3.
Wow.
So if you're going to see the Wicked movie, which I think everyone's going to see the Wicked movie, right? You got to pay attention to the credits because Ariana Grande is going to be listed differently. It's not just going to say Ariana Grande. It's going to say Ariana Grande Butera.
Her real name.
Butera is her father's name, and they recently kind of mended their relationship, so she now is including that in her name. Hmm. Interesting. I know you'd probably be scratching your head like, what? What does that mean? Because, you know, is she married? Is she not?
Yeah, did she marry some random guy?
She got married, yeah. So, Robert De Niro, did you see he hit up the Eagles tailgate yesterday? He's in town for Kamala Harris. And the big concert is tonight. The big Get Out and Vote concert on the Ben Franklin Parkway is tonight, actually starting this afternoon. Joe, aren't you going like later on this afternoon?
I'm going to try to get there by 3:30, 4 o'clock. Gates open at 4.
So it kicks off at 5, the actual concert. Hearing some big names. Oprah's in town. Lady Gaga is going to be performing. Ricky Martin, DJ Jazzy Jeff, The Roots. I mean, you know, we had heard maybe Taylor. I don't think it's going to happen. Do you, Joe?
No, this lineup is done. Security and all that, this lineup is done.
I have a feeling.
But like Pittsburgh has the Katy Perry tonight. So, yeah.
Yes, the candidates are all over the place
all
today.
Over the place,
last day.
Mm-hmm.
Last day, right? There's Scoop. I kind of got into it with a guy at the Penn State game over the weekend. Should he be in trouble? That's what a lot of people are debating today. Good morning. It's Chris. Roll call.
I'm Joe.
I'm Gianna.
Gianna's an Eagles fan. Your family is an Eagles family.
Yes.
I'm an Eagles fan too. Joe, where do you lie on it? You don't care.
I know. I like a good time, so I love the Eagles.
What do you think? So here's the deal. So Jason went to the Penn State Ohio State game in Happy Valley in PA over the weekend.
Yes.
He was walking through the parking lot, right, Joe? Tell me if I'm right or wrong here. He was walking through the parking lot. He was by himself, wasn't he?
Kind of.
He didn't really have
like a security.
He doesn't go with security or anything, which kind of surprises me now with his level of fame, but he never has rolled like that. So when he was walking outside of Beaver Stadium, a guy shouted at him. Here, we have a little audio. This is what happened. Listen carefully. It's a little muffled. But we'll kind of go over it afterwards here.
Hey, Chelsea.
Chelsea.
I can feel your brother's
So basically a guy yells, what do you think about your brother, Travis? Calls him like a homophobic slur for dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Jason goes nuts.
He does.
He becomes enraged.
And it was quick.
Turns around.
It was a split second.
Turns around, grabbed the guy's phone, literally smashes it on the ground, picks it up again. And when the guy asks for his phone back, guy's a complete idiot.
Yeah.
Probably drunk, whatever, tailgating
probably
all day.
Yeah.
Then Jason called him the same slur.
Yeah.
Not the best look.
No.
I wish he just would have walked away, but you could tell he was enraged.
Yeah.
You could tell.
Yeah.
We've got it posted for you if you want to go see. It's on the 945 PST Instagram story. But a lot of people debating today whether or not Jason should be in trouble with the law.
I got to say,
he ruined a guy's property, right?
He did. But apparently now there's like, I saw a thing where the guy may have pushed him, like kind of tried to put his hands on Jason.
Oh, like off camera?
Off camera. Like not obviously push him over, but there was some, like, he was really close to him. His camera was in his face. He may have pushed
and
him.
And that was after?
Before this all happened.
Before the cell
phone? So it was leading up to the comment. And then the comment, I think, threw him over the edge.
Clearly, Jason was provoked.
Yeah.
Okay, clearly.
For sure.
But does that give him the right
to do this?
To do it. It doesn't seem like he's got in trouble. I would love to talk to somebody in law enforcement.
Yes.
And see, like, okay, he's a celebrity. And here's the thing. I don't think Jason realizes the level of celebrity that he is.
His brother is dating the most famous girl in the world. I mean,
and that has lifted the entire family.
I agree.
To a level that I don't think they're used to. You've heard Mama Kelsey has been on the Today Show and stuff saying, we're not used to this.
And I get that.
It'd be like dating a member of the royal family and being like, oh God, like you're not used to that. So yeah, when you said law enforcement, lawyers, even if you just work security.
Do you know anything
police,
about the law? Cause we don't.
No, we don't.
God, no,
do not.
We don't.
Do not.
Should he be in trouble for destroying somebody's property? I mean, I know he was provoked, but I wish he just would have walked away.
I know. And I do feel bad sometimes, though, because celebrities are expected to just ignore everything. But this was kind of a human response. So, but that doesn't really say, like, if he should or should not be in trouble legally for it. I think it was a very human response, and I will back him up for it. But
I'm curious to see what you think about this. Should he be in trouble for destroying that guy's property, or should he get away with it? I don't know. 609, the guy's cell phone at the Penn State game over the weekend. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew, Chris, Joe, and Gianna. So, yeah, he was at the Penn State game walking outside of Beaver Stadium, and a guy yelled to him. Now, no doubt he was provoked. A guy yelled to him about Travis, saying that Travis was and he called him like a homophobic slur.
Mm-hmm.
Jason became pissed, like enraged.
Yeah.
Turned around, grabbed the guy's cell phone, smashed the guy's cell phone. And it's funny, usually when stars do that, it's when they've taken a picture, so they don't want evidence of the picture, so they smash the phone. You know
right.
what I mean? Maybe the guy was recording it, I don't know, but he took the guy's phone, smashed his phone, called him the same homophobic slur, which I wish he wouldn't have done that.
I know, me too.
But he was mad, and I don't know, a lot of people saying he should have been arrested.
I don't know about arrested. He's human. This is a very human response, and I was seeing things online that the guy was really in Jason's face, like the phone was right next to his face. Mm-hmm. He may have touched him at some point.
He was totally provoked, no doubt.
Right.
But a lot of people saying he's got to buck up.
Yeah.
He's the celeb. He's got to just walk away and ignore it.
There's some truth to that.
There's some truth to that, but we're only human.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Sheree in Princeton on the line. Sheree, do you think he should have been arrested?
You know, first of all, he's going to have to learn that people are now going to provoke him.
Yeah.
I remember, you remember years ago when Mike Tyson was provoked by that guy on the train and he actually clocked him? Mike Tyson got off, and I think Jason will get off because this guy, if you look at the clips and stuff, it sounds like he had been following him and yelling at afar before he kind of got in his face. So he wanted him to hit him because then he can say, look, he hit me, and I'm going to get money.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think he should get off this time as a warning, but I think Taylor's people need to start training all of them. Like, look, you're going to have to learn to walk away because people are going to now try to hit you or provoke you so that you can hit them. And they're going to now say, he hit me, I want $10 million.
Right.
Even more reason why Jason's got to chill a little bit or keep a handler with him, Joe. Like you're saying, he loves to go places by himself. He's not a regular person anymore.
No.
He's not.
He's no,
not.
He's
got to realize that.
And Sheree raised a good point, you guys, that she said more people are going to provoke him now.
Yep, true.
Because they want to try to get money out of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Nikki in Jackson. Hey, Nikki.
Good morning. You know, like, I love Sheree. I want to meet Sheree.
She's one of our VIPSTs, along with you.
Exactly. She definitely brings up a good point. I was saying, basically, maybe he should have to replace the phone, maybe give a formal apology. But if he's being provoked, I mean, we're all human. There's only so much a person could take before they do snap. And arrested, I don't think so. But definitely maybe replace the phone.
I do kind of hear her on that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think that's what a normal person would have to do.
Right.
So I think everything legally just needs to be based on these are just two humans. This is what happened. How do you proceed from here? I don't think because he's Jason Kelce, he should be punished more or less.
No, no, I don't think more.
But I think sometimes they try to, sometimes the media is like, oh, you need to teach this guy a lesson and have everybody learn from his mistake. And it's kind of like, no, how would you deal with this if it was just two normal people?
Yeah, Kristen Branchburg says, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Funny, my husband says that a lot.
It's true, though.
The guy shouldn't have provoked him and used that word.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I wish Jason didn't either.
I cringed at him saying the word a little bit, but again, he was just so fired up. I actually don't get the impression that Jason is like homophobic at all.
No.
But now he's going to be labeled as something because he said it.
That's what I'm saying. He now needs handlers, and mm-hmm. he needs a little lesson in, hey, the world is watching you now.
Right?
Yeah.
Taylor,
I feel bad for him.
Taylor called his brother and said, what the heck is he doing?
Yeah.
Like, you know, she called him.
I do feel bad for him because I think he is trying to just be a normal human, and he's just not.
He's past that now, I think.
Yeah. So hit us up. Tell us what you think in the 94.5 PST app chat. So there's this 12-year-old kid in New York. This kid's genius.
Yo.
He just got an extra day off for all of his classmates for the holidays. 12-year-old kid.
Got the entire city an extra day off. The city of New York.
It's Chris and the crew, Chris, Joe, and Gianna.
So if you haven't looked ahead, which I think all of us have, to the holiday next month, you know, Christmas break and stuff, December 24th, Christmas Eve, is a Tuesday. So for a lot of schools,
it lands weird.
It's a little odd. Some schools were scheduled to be open on Monday, December 23rd.
Not
and then
my
off
kid, thank
Christmas
God.
Eve and such. Well, yeah. I was going to ask you that, actually.
No, so, yeah. My daughter's school's closed.
The New York City public schools were expected to open on Monday, December 23rd. Well, a 12-year-old started a petition on change.org, basically asking school to add a day to move December 23rd to a day later in June.
Just a full week. You're right at the holiday. Why open for one day?
It's so true.
So essentially the school winter break went from like, what did that equate to? 8 days up to 12 because now they're really Saturday, Sunday, Monday, right into the holiday season. So I have to wonder, though, are a lot of schools, I mean, some schools probably are open Monday, December 23rd.
Which is so crazy to me because think about what you're actually going to be doing. Even if you're in high school, I could speak from experience. You were going into school, and in every class, you're going to watch either the Polar Express, you're going to watch Elf, you're going to watch Charlie Brown's Christmas, mm-hmm. and you're going to have an Oreo if you're lucky.
Waste of a day.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Total waste of a day. When give us a break, give the kids a break, give the teachers a break, right? But the only thing, here's the trade-off. So, yeah, my daughter's school is closed for a good long winter break this year.
I like
but
that.
But here's the thing. I just looked at the calendar. She's getting out at, like, June 26th.
About the same day what the New York kids just traded off.
So, it's almost like you're not winning. You know what I mean? They're just adding a day at the end.
Right.
But it is nice around the holidays to get that one extra day. You
and
know
to
what
be
I mean?
Honest,
shift it a little bit.
And when you're young, the holidays are so magical and so fun. And it's just, I would rather celebrate it than, like, okay, we go to school an extra 2 days in the summer, whatever.
Can we vote for this kid tomorrow?
Okay.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
I have a lot to tell you, so I'm going to get right to it here. Barbie had a baby. Margot Robbie and her hubby Tom welcomed a baby boy. Don't really know anything else. Remember, she just debuted her baby bump like 2-3 months ago. We were like, oh my God, she's pregnant. Remember, she was in Italy and she debuted her bump? So they've been married since 2016. James Vanderbeek, you know, Dawson's Creek, announced that he has colorectal cancer, then apologized to his loved ones who found out through the media because it got leaked. Poor guy.
Oof.
He said in a statement that he's been taking steps to resolve it with the support of his incredible family. Remember, he's been married for a while. He's got 6 kids. He said there is reason for optimism and I'm feeling good. In the Wicked movie, which is coming out in a few weeks, Ariana Grande is going to be listed as Ariana Grande Butera. No, she did not get married. Butera is her father's name, and they recently kind of mended their relationship, so she added that to her name. I know that's going to cause all kinds of rumors when people see it in the credits.
It's true.
They're like, wait, did she get married? No, it's just her father's name. Tons of stars going to be in Philly tonight. It's the Get Out the Vote concert on the Ben Franklin Parkway starting this afternoon at about, gates open at 4. The concert starts at 5. The big name, Lady Gaga, is going to be there. Oprah also going to be in town. Ricky Martin, The Roots, DJ Jazzy Jeff. It's going to be at the foot. The stage is at the foot of the Museum of Art. It's going to be a big deal.
No matter your side on politics, it's cool, right?
Yeah, I mean,
the fact that people are coming out literally to say to vote, that's cool, period.
More stars have been added to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade lineup. This is like my favorite thing. I just love this parade.
Me too.
Oh,
do you know I've been?
You've been to the parade?
Twice.
That's one of my bucket list things to do.
I've been twice.
Yeah, so speaking of the Roots, Jimmy Fallon and the Roots are going to be there. Jonathan Bennett, Hallmark star, you know I love him. There's going to be new balloons this year.
Oh.
So new character balloons for Disney's Minnie Mouse, Extraordinary Nora, and the Elf on the Shelf. Let's see, Gabby from DreamWorks Animation, Goju from Dragon Ball. This is a lot of stuff.
Chris
Spin Master, Nickelodeon's Marshall, Spider-Man by Marvel. There's a new one, so yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Exciting.
I can't wait. All right, there's the scoop.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
It's Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. So there's a new trend at hotels that you may think is a little odd. And let me tell you, if you like your privacy, you are not going to be into this. They're removing bathroom doors.
I actually...
Have you heard of this?
I have... stayed at a hotel where the bathroom is open, but there is a door to the toilet only.
So they're using curtains. They're using like frosted or fogged glass.
No.
Some are using like saloon doors or like a little barn door or something like that.
I don't understand that.
A lot of people complained. And on hotels.com, management said, it's a unique concept that we're trying out that provides an open and modern experience.
Who needs
taking
that?
Taking a poo in front of your lover is not modern.
Or like fun.
You know what? I know couples, though, who the bathroom door constantly stays open. I mean, I was in the bathroom the other day. John just came in and peed.
Yeah, but,
whatever. I don't know, but though.
But that's an option that you have.
You still have an option to shut the door if there's one there.
And you're not in a hotel room is relatively tiny. Like, in your house, if your bathroom door is open, you could be at the other end of the house.
Right. Well,
and I also think, doesn't that door trap smells sometimes? Leave that fan on, shut the door until it clears up.
Well, I'm just afraid of people hearing me pee or anything. Like, every time I pee, I turn on the water, I turn on the fan, and I play music.
Do you do that here?
Yes.
Is that why you bring your phone to the bathroom?
Yes, I play music and I turn the phone. I turn the water on.
Hear you?
Yes, I don't want anybody to hear me pee.
I did actually because I've been in the bathroom next to her and the water. It sounds like a full on production.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.